turning the two mics on, pressing record.
Multitasking way and above the Call of Duty.
Doing the whole...
As turning your right foot clockwise,
that's right. Oh, yeah.
Left anti-clockwise.
Just doing the whole clutch control thing as well.
Yeah. It's...
A veritable octopus.
You must be shattered.
I've got a headache as well.
Due to this, or just
I woke up with it.
Oh.
I think I was dehydrated. I should have drunk more water, actually.
Yeah.
Think about it.
All your internal organs desiccated.
Thanks. Don't, please, don't say desiccated.
I'll try and think.
It's one of my sort of hysterical buttons. I find that word hysterical for some reason.
It's ludicrous, isn't it?
Desiccated.
I don't know. It's like, decimated.
It's like the sort of science equivalent of what the fuck. What the fuck is desiccated? Fuck, who left that on in the lab?
Are you watching that? No. Look at it now!
It's just a desiccated piece of shit.
Desiccated powder.
I've got a fucking, like, a paper to write on that. That's a great ending.
Yeah. Results desiccated. Also, for more than this. Yeah. Way better reaction.
Desiccated results.
Yeah. All I've got is desiccated now. Am I supposed to go home to my wife with this?
Yeah.
I like the idea of that, sort of a scientist having to sort of return home to his wife with his results.
Yeah.
How was your day? Oh, just, am I supposed to feed the children with this?
Pie charts before pie.
I got desiccated pie tonight.
Yeah. Good job I didn't desiccate the dinner.
It was not my fault. I left the lab just to go and get my lunch. Yeah. And I asked John to watch it. And I came back.
So what did you think of my three little... My triumvirate... of ideas, the funvasion.
I like the funvasion a lot.
The wheelchair high chair and the edible dogs.
Edible dog. I think my favourite is the edible dog.
Like if you go to Dragon's Den and say, look, we've actually got three ideas.
We've got three pitches to make.
Because we can't decide.
Edible dogs.
Where because, we want to put our money.
I mean,
so we thought, see where you...
And it's most functional. Edible dogs.
Yeah, you think that's because the easiest one?
I don't, but I think probably the hardest enough to get the public behind. Because a lot of things are edible to the public, and animals are edible. And people keep other animals. People have, like, pet pigs. So, I mean, in terms of, transferring an idea, it's a short transfer, but it's one heck of a transfer.
So you think in terms of the hearts and minds of the public.
Yeah,
that's quite
because it's all about marketing.
Imagine going to an advertising agency and saying, we want you to market our new product. What is it? Edible dogs.
Which dog would be the most edible? Which breed? Oh.
I almost think you want the cleanest, neatest, looking, most compactest looking breed.
I think... Any dog that has folds on its face or body is out.
So you don't want
nothing, not a pug.
No flappy kind of like...
Yeah, I think because you've got to sort of manipulate it as you sort of, you know, as you shave it, haven't you?
I think...
You've got to pull the flap taut and shave all the hair off. And then you start thinking, oh, this is almost like stroking it. Would you breed it hairless?
I think the product, edible dog, has to... The expectation is that it pretty much comes in a box. It's chilled. It comes in a box ready.
Okay.
It's been...
I was thinking like you were keeping it as a pet for a couple of months. And then you'd be growing attached to it.
Yeah, exactly. You could invert. Say, take something we already eat a lot of, or people eat a lot of, like a lamb.
Yeah.
And if you said that this is a pettable lamb.
A pettable snack.
A pettable dinner. Maybe that's an easier thing. It's like you get lambs and pigs and cows.
Yeah.
Or maybe smaller.
There's a couple of stages to this.
Yeah.
You want to subvert the dog into being a snack or a meal.
First,
and you want to
subvert the meal into being a pet.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
You need to say, right, okay, so this is a,
it's almost
you
binary.
Can eat it if you want. You can eat this if you want, but you can't just look after it. You can't take care of this animal. At the end of, you know, its life, you can eat it, and you can bring about the end of its life if you want. you can murder your pet. You know, don't worry about it. You've got no guilt.
I do think the expectation would be that an edible dog, if you're buying an edible dog, it's ready to go.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's Saturday night.
Bung it in the oven. Get some chips on.
Almost stays in the box.
Yeah.
Keep it in the box. You don't want to learn.
The less association with it being a dog. Would you sort of put the breed of the dog on the side of the box?
The what?
Would you put, like, this is
breathing,
like,
holes?
No, the breed.
Oh,
is
right. That,
this is spaniel fillets.
Spaniel. Oh, spaniel. It does sound delicious.
It's spaniel fillet.
Spaniel.
I'd imagine like it'd be like a. You'd have like a sauce, like a quite a thick white sauce that goes with spaniel fillets.
See, the thing is, you're a meat eater, right?
Yeah.
So I think you're perfect for this.
I'm game, yeah.
Because like a nice spaniel brisket.
Yeah.
It's
brisket like face meat. What's Hazlitt?
I thought brisket was where you. It's just the way you treat the meat, so it just falls to pieces. It's full to pieces meat.
Full to pieces meat. Yeah.
It's just like, oh yeah, it just
falls off the bone.
Just touch it, yeah, and it's just it's just like it's kind of like it's almost fibrous. It's become it's like, you know, just gone off.
I'd imagine that's sort of like it almost turns to liquid.
Yeah. It's one stage. It's like plasma. It's one stage.
Spaniel plasma.
It's occupying one foot in solid, one foot in liquid. It's just,
but both feet in flavour.
Both feet fully camped in flavour.
Spaniel flavoured Hazlitt.
Hazlitt? No, yeah, never heard of that.
There's one weird one. I'm sure it's not like Hazlitt, which is like, why would you even like take the meat off a skull? Don't fucking do that. It's like,
what? Isn't that head cheese?
Spaniel head cheese, Alsatian head cheese.
Now that's not popular, I imagine.
Yeah,
head cheese.
It's like a very select cut, I think.
You just chuck the head into some vat.
Yeah.
And then you come back a month later or something.
You just fish the skull out and then pull the other stuff, what's left, onto a tray. Yeah. Try and sell it. What's that? Oh, that's a select cut, that is.
I love the way they thought calling it cheese would improve its saleability. Head cheese.
Head cheese. Yeah.
Like, that'll help because people like cheese.
People like cheese.
We're so keen on heads.
Yeah. We call it head meat. What? No. Head cheese.
Is there any way we can legally just call it cheese? No. Unfortunately.
I'm afraid you have to put cheese in inverted commas
it's
there.
Not, it's, yeah.
And no dairies touch that. We can't legally call it what it isn't.
Can we say it's cheesy?
Yeah.
Cheesy.
Yeah. Wow. So,
sure
edible
cheesy.
Dogs, I think,
as I say, that idea did come from the idea of what if a dog was for Christmas?
Yeah.
And exclusively so.
Can you imagine sort of Marks and Spencer's advert? You know, all the sort of, their advertising around Christmas is like making food look very luxurious. And
they would all be perfect.
What would you leave on the dog? Would you just have like the dog's body? Would you have it fully prepared?
The dog's bollocks.
The dog's bollocks. Would you leave the tail on?
Gotta have the bollocks sort of hanging out the back.
A fully unshaved tail.
No legs.
No legs.
I suppose, yeah.
Claws. Know. Take the claws off. Well, declaw it.
Would someone want to eat a leg of a
leg of dog?
I mean, I don't...
there's not much meat, is there, on a dog's leg?
Again, but does it depend on the breed?
I don't know. I imagine a dog's leg. It's mostly bone, like that sort of line of sinew down the back.
Dog jerky.
A dog is like a bone with one tendon running down the back.
Single tendon. It is like a... It's just like a walking machine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Walkies.
But then again, back legs, like a chicken wing.
Chickens. I mean, they seem very scrawny, but people seem to go nuts for wings and the wings of a chicken. It doesn't. He can't even fly.
I don't know. Can a chicken fly?
It seems to fly a bit.
Yeah, quite graceless flying.
But it's like it doesn't seem to want to bother to fly too far. It's like when it's grabbing onto a hot air balloon. It knows the longer it flies, the further it has to fall. It's risk averse. Yeah. You know, I had someone knock on my door yesterday.
Yeah.
Whenever people knock on the door, I'm always doing five things. And I always think I've got a really good excuse for not answering the door, but I feel like I need to answer the door to tell them I'm too busy to answer the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's something weird about
that. You know what? I never thought that.
The logic is, I open the door to do that, to tell them, sorry, I'm really too busy, you need to move on. And then I realise that I've undermined myself.
Yeah.
Because I'm clearly not too busy to answer the door, because there I am.
There you are.
Answering the freaking door.
It's like phone calls.
Yeah.
But you can't see them.
Yeah, yeah. No, because that's the thing, it is like a phone call, but for some reason, it's like when theatre turns into audience participation.
Yeah.
That uncomfortable moment. Shit, they are a real person right outside my door.
Yeah.
And they probably can see me somehow.
Yeah.
Through that weird glass.
They can see me. I'm pretending to be busy, but I'm really busy.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it was a person who basically told me his life story, how he'd been in and out of prison, and he was trying to get on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
And I was like, shit. I had to say, look, I can't give you anything, but I really appreciate you.
Really? Sort of like a door-to-door braggart?
Like a door-to-door... What he seemed to be after was a check. I could fill him a check out.
How strange.
He takes checks.
Yeah.
And he's trying to start a business. And he's saying that people who have done this, he's following in their footsteps, have gone to doors... knocked on doors and got jobs, maybe like gardening work. But the thing is, he
didn't want another job, but he wanted the money from the job.
Somehow. So the proposition is, I can either give you a job, which is that quite a big ask, because I'm just on the doorstep here in the middle of like feeding kids tea. So it's quite hard for me to think of a job or a career for you.
Could you come in and feed my kids?
It's like, I'm actually doing five jobs right now.
Yeah.
The trouble is, you kind of look like a zombie version of Frank Bruno. I'm not sure my kids will take to you very, very quickly.
They know me. My family and my kids know me. I mean, they all know me.
I don't look great sometimes, but if I...
I look better than you.
So literally, tea's done. So you could just serve them, but they're gonna be incredibly surprised, and you might take offence at the shock. So I can't think of how.
The kids, I've got a stranger. I brought a stranger in.
He's all checked out. He's served his time.
He's all checked out as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, according to him, he's good.
Clean.
He's ready. Yeah, he's
been off it all for a good week.
Yeah, he said he's, you know, he beat someone to death, but that's in the past.
Yeah, yeah, he's beaten. He's not beaten them at the moment.
Yeah, he doesn't beat people now to death.
Yeah.
That's something
he's already done that. That's a period of his life he's gone through.
Yeah, if anything, he's like safer
than
me.
He's less likely to. I'm more likely to. Because I haven't done it yet, but he has, and he said it was terrible.
Yeah, he did. He actually said he regrets it. So I've
got no regrets.
I have the potential to do it. Until I've done it, I won't know if I would regret it. Therefore, he's probably a better person to put you to bed.
So I'm going to go around the streets asking for checks. I'm his dad now. He's your dad now.
Just to see how it goes. Let it sort of.
Let me know.
It runs for a couple of months.
If he looks like he's got a red mist descending, or he starts getting angry, and you can't really. Just let me know and I'll step back in.
Yeah. But just give me a shout. I'll be around.
I'm going to try and start a business.
Give it a shake, and we'll regroup next year.
Just bring me to work. Bring me to work tomorrow.
This is serious. This is what he did. Knocked on the door.
Wow.
Had a tag around his neck, and he said one of the last things he said was really like, he said, my socks are soaking. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And I would like to say, you know, good on him, because I realise that this is a reality.
Yeah.
And my reality probably looked like a fucking middle class joke.
Yeah.
To him. Bourgeois, you probably thought.
Yeah. That's it. It's crazy, isn't it?
Not in those words, but.
But it's that half a line's conversation, isn't it? It's like, you know, you could never really get the entirety of his words.
Because
he's got a completely different reality to yours.
Maybe that's what I should have done. I should have said, right, my turn.
Yeah. My turn now.
I've got moderation at work.
Yeah.
I've got two kids. One, he's having night terrors.
Yeah.
Two, tea. There's not really anything going on, so I'm doing beans again. Beans. Three, I haven't mowed the lawn.
Yeah.
Seriously, maybe I should have done that. Maybe it was
you'd have felt better. He'd have maybe felt a bit more in touch with life,
in touch with me, my problems. Yeah, because I'm not knocking on his door, so that makes one think it's all
on one different levels, isn't it?
And I think you know what you're seeing perhaps is you're not even getting a glimpse. I just need to give him a snapshot.
Yeah,
because that's what he did. He effectively gave me a snapshot. I got wet socks.
Yeah. His life story.
He said he used to be a coach or something, a football coach.
Yeah.
He's trying to get back on the straight and narrow. He beat someone to death.
Yeah.
But he regrets it. And he wished, frankly, he hadn't done it.
Yeah.
And he feels like he wants to put things back together.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know.
Yeah. What can you say? What can you say to that?
It's Humpty Dumpty, isn't it? All over again.
The only thing you can say to that is, you say, like, give him a taste of your life and say, "This is where I am. That's where you are. This is where I am." Let's call the whole thing off.
But all I could do was say, "Sorry, I can't give you anything, but I really appreciate that. That sounds like a real mess."
Yeah, your life sounds like a real mess, and you got wet socks.
Yeah, I said, "This is."
Have you thought about joining the carny?
Yeah, sideshow geek.
Yeah,
I think that's where you are now. You are down to one option.
That's it. You're down to one option. Sideshow geek. Yeah.
Yeah, there was still something in his eyes, and I honestly did. Yeah, I went back to my little duties as a dad, and I did. It did give me pause.
Yeah.
It did give me pause.
Wow.
I opened another bottle.
Got steaming drunk and forgot all about him.